This week in RCIA, I had one of the people in the class come up and ask a rather good question about the whole idea of confession and forgiveness. And the question basically had to do with, you know, if you can just be forgiven from your sins and repent, well, why not just go on and sin and, you know, have a good time and then repent? I mean, then, because you're fine. And I think there is a tendency in all of us that we like order and structure sometimes, and so we try to almost force our life with God into some kind of accounting system whereby, you know, I sin and so I kind of rack up little things in my ledger as if God is keeping track, you know, sinned here, sinned here, sinned here, and then, oh, confession, zero out the balance, you know, start over. And so long as we end up, you know, with a zero balance or at the end of life, then, you know, in exchange for all the transactions that we've made and the good that we've done to cancel out the evil and the confessions, that it, so long as it all adds up right, in the end we get heaven. I think that's somehow the way we often look at life. But I said to this person who asked the question, and I think is important for us to remember in life, that our life about getting to heaven is not just to get to some place where we'll be happy. Getting to heaven is about getting to be with somebody forever, to be with God forever. And that is fundamentally about a relationship, not an accounting ledger. The real correct view upon how we go through life is really expressed by the psalmist today. Lord, this is the people that longs to see your face. We've got to go through life not trying to rack up points on the good side and avoid points on the bad side, but rather to grow in love of God. And the fulfillment of that desire to see God's face, if we truly have that desire, will be that we will get that forever in heaven. The flip side of that is that if we are really trying to do it, well, then we're probably going to end up doing more good than evil in our life. And if we do evil, well, then yes, we'll go confess and we'll repent, but not because, you know, we want to zero out the balance or make everything in the accounting ledger come out right, but because we'll realize we've broken our relationship with someone that we love. We've offended God and we want to fix that. This is really what St. Paul is driving at in the whole book of Romans, but especially in our readings today. It says the law has no power to save us, because people were doing this whole accounting kind of practice at the time of Paul, living terrible lives, but trying to keep all these little principles of the law and thinking, if I just do these things, well, then the accounting ledger comes out right. I've kept all the principles of the law. Paul says, number one, you can't do that. You're not going to be able to keep all the principles of the law. And even if you could, there's no salvation in the law itself. You are living lives, he says, according to the flesh. It's all about freedom for Paul. And he sees that if we live lives bent upon always giving in to the desires of our flesh, then we are not free. Even if we keep all 600 some principles of the law at his time, it's like you're not free if you're still a slave to your passions. If you always act against the will of God, against what is good for you, because you are a slave of your own flesh. Paul says Christ came to give us freedom, that we might live not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. That means that we don't have to always do what seems to feel good, or what our body or our flesh, our lower desires say, do this, it'll make you happy. Paul says what will really make us happy is not being a slave of our passions, a slave of the law, or a slave of anything in this world, but rather that we are given to a life lived in the Spirit, a life fixed on a relationship with God that will find its permanence in heaven. Our gospel today sees kind of how that accounting system worked out, because people would see a disaster happen. a tower falls on people. And immediately in the whole accounting system things, they want to say, why did that happen? What sin caused that tower to fall on them? Remember that famous story of the man born blind that we read every Lent. They want to know whose sin caused him to be blind. That's how they looked at it. But Jesus says, no, no, no. It's not how it works. Towers don't fall on people because they sinned. People aren't born blind because they sinned. He says, but if you don't repent, if you don't turn away from this evil, it'll be just as bad for you as if that tower had fallen on you. Because in their mind, they thought, if I'm keeping the law, I must be all right. Jesus says, no, it's about a relationship with God. Don't think that just because a tower hasn't fallen on you yet, that somehow you're all right. So the question for us today is really, are we really a people that longs to see God's face? Do we really live in a relationship with God that we hope one day will be permanent in heaven? Or do we live in fear? Fear maybe of breaking the rules, fear of giving in as a slave to our passions. We ask for courage today that we can truly focus on God, to be a people that longs to see his face. If we live in that freedom of the Spirit, we will get what we desire. We will have God forever in heaven.